I'm a very keen member of the Verum Angling Club, which I joined when I came here. And at that time, we were digging out a crest bed just down the road along the Verum cycle path. And I got involved. I got into the different committees on the club, and I put some of the first fish into this fishery when it was completed. It was just a run-down watercress bed full of rubbish. It was just waste ground. And we took it over, and two local businessmen, one who sadly, Bob Cooper, he had his own company, and Roland King of King Builders, they still are in St Albans now, they took on the work of actually digging it out for the club. And if you go down there now, you just would not believe that it hasn't always been there. It's the wildlife down there, kingfishers, we've had monkjack deer, foxes, you name it, we have it down there. And to think that you're only less than a mile from St Albans city centre, it really, many people don't know it exists. But we have an open day every year, I think it's in July, when the members of the public are allowed to come down and have a look. And they do, and they often express surprise at just how a wonderful little place it is. The first fish that ever went into Riverside Road, we contacted the local council and they allowed us to take fish from Verenham Lake. So I've actually walked the whole length of Verenham Lake with a net. It's a man-made lake, so you can walk it, it comes up to your waist. It's about the depth. But we took some beautiful fish out there. And in those days, you could move fish around without getting a certificate. These days, because of disease and everything else, you have to take a sample, send them to the NRA, and the scientists look at them. If the fish are healthy, they allow them to be moved. Well, the first lot went in were beautiful fish.
What sort of fish were they?
Roach, perch, rudd were mainly what we got to, you know, we got fish from other quarters, obviously. But some years later, they contacted us because there were so many fish down there. We went down there and we netted a sample out and sent them off. But they had tapeworm, which deformed the fish's tails. And they said that no way should we move them because all we were doing is transporting this to other fisheries. So we declined. But sometime later, the Angling Mail wrote an article about club misses out grand opportunity to net fish because the commercial fishery had gone in there and taken them all out. So apparently, if it's commercial fishery, they can take them out. But what they do with them, I don't know. It sounded a big fiddle to me. But they more or less made out that we'd missed an opportunity. Well, we hadn't. We'd gone by the board. And to this day, I can't understand how somebody else would have gone in and taken the fish out. Because every amount of fish taken out should be checked by the NRA. But as I say, the first fish that went into Riverside Road came out there, and they were beautiful fish. I mean, a roach of 2 pounds is a very big fish. I mean, the record is only just about 4 pounds. And we had many fish around about 2 pounds that went in there.
What was it like before they dug it out?
It was just, as I said, it was just an old watercress bed that had been abandoned.
Is there any watercress still there?
Well, it's in corners and one thing or another, but it wasn't being used commercially for a long while.
But there was water there, was
there? Oh, there was water there. Water ran through, but what we did, we actually designed it so as to look from the air like a river. We had prominences sticking out so that you wound your way through the thing and it joins the river at the end, back into the Ver. There was a pipe that came through from the wildlife place the other side, which again at that time was just allotments owned by Italians. The watercress bed there had been abandoned long since. The wildlife people took it over and they've turned it into what it is now, which is beautiful. Mm. There was a pipe that ran through it into our lake. We've now stopped that pipe.
And where was it, underground?
It went underneath the embankment. It ran under the thing, straight the way through, into the fishery. Well, we've diverted that now and we have a drainage ditch that runs down into the river by the side of our fishery. The reason we did this because we were getting an infestation of crayfish. They were coming down the river, they got into the wildlife thing and they then got into the Verum Angling Club. It was too late, we can't do anything about it, right through the country now. We took out many, many kilos of them last year and we do it every year. They just are a plague. But we don't interfere too much with the fishing. We have more problems with herons and cormorants. cormorants recently totally cleared the fishery of most of the fish. We had to restock it. Many hundreds of pounds of the fish had to go back in because the cormorants had cleared it. You're not allowed to take any action against them because they're a protected bird, but you can get a license. I'm not sure what the position with the club is now, but at one time they were looking towards trying to get some sort of license where you can cull a certain number. As far as I know, we haven't done that. We have put nets up and we've done various things to try and dissuade them. And the fishery now is back to a thriving fishery again, but for a while there was hardly a fish left in there, you know, it was terrible.
Is that recently?
Oh yeah, this happened in last year. We had to restock. We did a netting, we got some specialists in, and they found that the number of fish per area in the water was so denuded there was hardly fish in there. The trouble is they come in underwater. The heron, bless his heart, he takes one or two, but even he's getting a bit of a nuisance because there's quite a lot of them down there. But the cormorant goes in after them and they've got nowhere to go. We put things for the fish to hide, we put nets. We have dissuaded them now and they don't come in. If they can't have a flight in, they tend to go somewhere else.